It's time for your 30-minute friend.
Hi, welcome to your 30-minute friend. I'm Daniel Webb, and today's friend is Atsuko Katsuka.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm ecstatic that you're here. I'm a huge fan of your podcast, Let's Go Atsuko, and of course your live show that you can catch in LA. You should take that on the road.
Yeah, you know, we kind of loosely started to.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like we did New York, but we've started with festivals first, so right. It's not like a tour.
It's super fun, and it translates both. I think like the live aspect and also listening to it. Your podcast is so good.
Oh, thank you. Because yeah, I just started thinking how long can this last for recently, so that's nice to hear.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good format, definitely. I listened to the interview with your father-in-law, which is a whole conversation in and of itself.
Yeah.
But I love that you made him ask or answer questions.
Yeah, I was so curious. Good. I think, you know, because it's, well, yeah, so I got questions in from listeners for the first time to ask, yeah, my father-in-law. I think it's things that I've wanted to ask him because I got to choose the questions.
Totally, yeah.
So it was like a safer way to ask
him. Sure, a bit of a veil.
Yeah. To be like, someone else wants to know.
Right.
How about this? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're pretty direct, you know, and you didn't like, you know, both of you were respectful of whatever, but he had these kind of trope answers from like the culture. Because not to get into it, but y'all should look it up. It's fascinating. Her father-in-law is part of an evangelical industry. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
And I knew of him just because I actually watched that channel all the time.
I know.
I'm obsessed.
I know. And so you were saying you watched the program that he's on, which is 3 days a week. If you feel like checking it out, I think on the Sun Life channel or broadcasting.
Exactly. Correct.
And because you watched it, because you talked about it, that's the only reason I started to watch it.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have just done it on my own because is like, why would you? Well, why would I?
I'm from North Texas and a lot of like evangelists are from like the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Like one guy, Robert Tilton, went to jail. Because he told a woman that, like on TV, if you send money, I'll pray for your cancer and cure it.
Oh, shoot.
And she was able to litigate that. And you know, so he went to jail because you can't do that. But he's already back on television and business and the whole thing. Like, so that's very normal.
He got the money back that he lost.
Yeah. But anyway, enough about that. I loved that. Anyway, listen to Let's Go Atsuko, the podcast, too, because I love it. It's so fun. I was a guest. Who was on with me? It was Frankie Quinones.
You were with Frankie Quinones. Yeah.
Who was hysterical. That guy kills me.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in West LA.
Okay.
Japan before that.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and it was over. I was a grown woman.
Yeah, it happens fast.
It happened so fast.
My midlife crisis was in my 20s, so it's like I'm ready to retire.
You're an old soul.
See, I hear that. I think that just means I'm grouchy.
That you hit it earlier?
That I'm an old soul.
Well, no, I don't think so at all. It just means that you were able to get through any existential crises earlier on.
I don't know. They still seem to be coming at me.
Really?
Yeah.
So 20s is when you hit. What did you buy something? Did you pick up a new hobby?
I quit a lot of stuff. I quit a lot of stuff.
Oh, you quit.
I quit having sex. Oh, no, I didn't quit having sex. I quit using condoms. I quit. But for real, I quit smoking. I quit being vegetarian. I started eating meat again. I went and worked on a weed farm. I kind of disappeared to Alaska for a bit. I started stand up.
So, oh God, you did a lot.
It was
this
a busy
was
year.
Like throughout your 20s.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was right at the end, 29. So.
Okay, yeah.
Right. What's growing up in West LA like?
West LA, it's kind of like really basic.
Yeah.
I feel like
suburban.
It feels almost suburban, because it's like residential. It's more residential. It's not quite Santa Monica or Venice.
Right.
You know, so it's not a beach town. You're like close to it, but, you know, you're mostly still near like regular stuff. School, grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so creative. Every part of your like, because on stage you're very funny, but like your Instagram things are always so fun. I love watching you with your family. You are an excellent dancer, but your art, I just saw some of the things for something you just filmed. I don't know if we could talk about it.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
You filmed a pilot for Let's Go Oscar, correct?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure which thing. I was like, oh, was it a stories that I filmed, maybe?
No, no. Just the look.
I don't know if that's art.
The look of the show, it's all very, I don't know, I think it all is such a thread for like you and your presentation, from your fashion to your style, just to you on stage. I love how fluid it all is together. What made you so colorful?
Oh my God, it took forever. It took forever to even realize like what I'm into and what I feel really comfortable like wearing, or you know, like deciding, you know, that this is what I'm going to wear and present myself as.
Right.
Or this is my haircut, you know.
I dressed as a cat burglar on stage for about 3 years before I was like, where?
The cat burglar.
Like a splash of color would do you a lot. A lot of good, you know.
Wait, I need to know about this cat burglar. Is there a character named cat burglar that I'm not aware of?
It's an old fashioned term for like someone, I think, who like would burgle a neighborhood. You know, like you wear just black and slink about and maybe like you knock up a few houses.
That's kind of I could see that being a good look, but you are definitely more colorful than that.
But you try, well, yeah, but also you start to look like a janitor, like, you know, like not the performer. You stop looking like a performer.
I know people who solely wear black it's not the slimming thing.
An art to it though.
Yeah, it's art. It's simple. It's like yeah, but you're more complex than that for sure.
Yeah, I want to get into like sequin jumpers, but that's later.
Oh, I'm surprised that isn't a part of your repertoire.
You got to get them custom made. I'm 6'3" and narrow, you know.
Yeah, so they don't.
It's a weird build.
Representation matters.
Thank you. I
make that size now.
Like Judy on stilts. I'm that frame. That's my frame.
Is there I don't know who does like the customized sequins suit in LA?
I do know that Bob Mackie has like two warehouses in the valley that are like air conditioned and all that bullshit with like every piece he's ever created, which to me sounds, you know, like heaven. Like
Let's
give me like
for your birthday
6 grams of mushrooms and like lock the doors. Wouldn't that be good?
And it sounds like, the mushrooms really like up the situation.
They activate the sequins. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Did you ever see a Werner Herzog's Cave of Forgotten Dreams?
I didn't. That's the one where
I love that movie.
Doesn't he make claims like it's like trillions of years old or something?
He might be inaccurate for like poetic license. For a
lot
of things.
Yeah, and I love that though.
With a funny accent, according to American ears, like you can get away with anything.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about the movie, on a side note, is this, because it's in France, right? The cave. And so all the people are French who are like, you know, being interviewed about it, all the scientists and stuff. And there's a man. Okay, everybody stamps their hand on the art, right? I did it. I'm a caveman. That's like your signature. Mm-hmm. And one guy has a busted pinky, right? His pinky's fucked up. Uh-huh. So he's like the only artist that they can trace. Like he did this and this and this and this and this.
Wow.
But the French lady with the accent who's explaining that, she's like, and we can tell because of his little finger. And she keeps saying little finger, like never changes the intonation or anything of it.
Yeah.
It just kills me.
Yeah, there's always just like a backhanded compliment when it comes to just like something. I mean, yes, it's like an immigrant. I speak immigrant, you know, and so I know when someone's trying to say things like
my Brazilian friend, is exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
He'd be like, your clothes are so tight, but why are you dressed like an old man?
Yeah, exactly. Like, my grandma will like, it's like getting English wrong, but at the same time, they mean the backhanded compliment. You know, my grandma will call people, instead of a big baby, she called one of my friends a small baby.
So good.
Stop being such a small baby. Because his stature was smaller too.
But even a small baby is like,
it's literal.
Don't be a small person. Like, you know?
Yeah.
My friend worked with a Bangladeshi woman and she said, I'm not made of money bags. Man, money bags. What's your grandmother's name?
My grandma is Ying Shi Li.
And is that, are those names, do they mean something?
I don't know what her name means. Okay. She never told
Sometimes they're just names.
Sometimes they're names, but I'm pretty sure it has a meaning. And she just never told me.
What's your mom's name?
Xing Yi Li. Okay. So like backwards.
Right. I love that.
And then they were like, let's go. They saw me and they're like, let's go. Yeah, it was just,
That's
the three
fabulous.
Of us. Mm-hmm. Just
really, it is just the three
My
of
My mom goes by Linda, though.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah. It's just like, she's the traitor.
Spanish, do you know, Linda, Spanish, means like...
Beautiful. Yeah.
Like, or it's, sometimes I've heard it applied as like kind of sexy or like kind of cute.
Oh, sexy and cute? Or sexy or cute?
Well, yeah, kind of. It depends on who's saying it.
Oh,
what
yeah.
pig of a man is saying it to some woman who's not named Linda.
Yeah, so it's so interesting that it has like, it has to be like the intention.
I think so.
In the inflection?
A bit. I mean, it's, you know.
And the person who's saying it.
I like Spanish because there's just some words in some, like, countries that don't exist in others. Like, my best friend's Ecuadorian. Yeah. They use the word chepa for, like, pussy.
Oh, uh-huh.
It doesn't mean another thing to anybody else.
To anybody
Spanish.
Else.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a great word.
Chepa?
C-H-E-P-A. Chepa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh.
So it's always been...
Thank you. I always learn a lot of things when I'm with you.
Is that true?
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Oh, question. Okay, so you just had a huge party. Is that where someone got punched in the face by a stripper?
Yeah, I was not aware that happened.
I'm
I saw
so
the aftermath.
Sad I missed that.
Oh my God, Daniel, you're always invited,
oh,
but
I
you're a social butterfly.
I
you got a lot of places.
Listen, I stayed so late last time. I paid it forward.
You did. You did.
Otsko hosted a party and someone got punched in the face accidentally.
Yeah, accidentally. During the, you know, when they rip off the pants.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's when it happened. It was all
Wait,
the motions.
Where were you? If you weren't.
I was in the living room facilitating the whole thing, making sure, you know, that it was the right amount of entertainment
yes.
for everyone.
And what inspired you? Walk me through the,
you
he
know,
was a firefighter, right?
He was a firefighter. Mm-hmm. It was the end of the year.
Did he have
you
a
know.
Name?
Rico. By the way, male strippers, not that easy to find, or strippers to come to your house.
Interesting.
Not that easy to find in LA.
You know why? They probably get manhandled and they don't like it.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be safe for the dancers.
Yeah. I mean, surprise, surprise, men don't like it when the tables are turned.
Yeah, no, it's, he's everything. He had rules, you know, mm-hmm. He had rules like, okay, I'm going to be there at this time. I'm out by this time. I cannot dance in the backyard. Things like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was his sexuality ever discussed? I'm sure
no,
it wasn't.
No,
yeah.
no, I don't even. Yeah, why I wasn't able
up?
To discuss why he chose Rico.
Right,
you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Clearly
it
not his name.
It happens so fast.
Can I say
in and out?
My friend, I don't want to out him, but he moved from Mexico to uh-huh. Texas, and you know, you just pick a name sometimes.
Yeah,
and he picked the name because Americans are so stupid when it comes to soccer. He picked the name of a very famous soccer player as his new American name.
Yeah,
which I loved. I was like, that's it's like me moving somewhere and be like, I am Dolly Parton, and they're like, okay. Like, I fucking love that.
Yeah.
So he chose Rico.
I should have. Like Ariana.
What's your, I mean, what's your stripper name? It's such an old, boring question. Mine, I want it to be Larry.
Larry?
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Man, Larry.
Yeah. Yeah, Larry, but you, like, you, when you come on, it's, I mean, you, I don't, you're bedazzled.
I'm like a bedazzled palm reading stripper.
Yeah, so like relatable.
Right.
Still like your everyday man. You're kind of like, yeah.
I'm covered in wax because I've been making candles all day.
Yeah, yeah. But Larry as the name and like, it's very like, I'm middle America. I can be middle America,
mm-hmm, yeah.
but also more fun.
Like I'll fuck your husband, but your wife will still like me.
Totally.
I'm still fun. I'll
She'll
bring
still
me
make me a casserole.
Ugh, you know, there was a casserole. I love Hollywood. I don't know if you saw the glass of milk that's still on the porch from someone a few days ago.
Oh, no, I didn't.
But there was an empty aluminum like casserole dish like in the middle of the street. Like someone ate it. You
someone
know?
Ate it yeah. and they said
enough.
Maybe the cats will lick the rest.
I don't even know if the cats were given a chance.
So it's on the floor.
It's East Hollywood.
Just like outside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
No utensils. I loved it.
There's gotta be a podcast out there, I'm sure, where you interview, not interview, just like kind of point out the things you find on the street.
A one man's trash. I could build a castle.
That's right. Wow.
So
See?
Do you think that you'll have to, who signs a waiver now when we come over to Otsko's house, the stripper or the guests?
You know, I think
it's not your fault.
I think I have to sign
it's not my fault. We'll just write a piece of paper that says it's not.
Yeah, if I have proof protecting me, right?
Yeah.
You just
coverage.
So for, like, I had a party just like 2 weeks ago, too,
yes.
Where we had a pinata. So that got dangerous, too, because people were blindfolded and drunk, and adult we were spinning pinatas. Them around.
And it was an effigy of the president, correct?
Right. We got it on a discount from a Mexican store because they were like, it was the only one left, and they were like, no one will buy this.
I love it.
So we were like, we'll take it off of your hands.
Yeah.
We've had it for months. So we were like, let's just bring it out for the party.
Who doesn't want to beat it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, that got dangerous too, because it's just like a broomstick with all these like comedians
right.
who don't have hand-eye coordination,
right.
but they're also blindfolded.
And they also have raw emotions that they don't really know how to work through.
Exactly. Yeah. So that got dangerous. No one got hurt there, though. Mm. The stripper was, that was unfortunate. I had no idea.
I love it. That's a great love story. I would love to meet a stripper that way, who like later became my husband. Is that he punched me in the face and I had a nose blood or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like whatever happened. I lost a tooth, but then what if I lost all my teeth and then I could suck his dick better than anybody ever had?
That's true. Like, and he kept your teeth in a jar.
Exactly. Every time he rattled the jar when I had to get to work, I was like, oh fuck, I'll be right back.
Yeah. That's like an interesting power dynamic
right?
I haven't seen before.
I'd love that.
In a movie.
It'd be a great excuse to not have to talk to anybody ever again as I
that's
have no
true.
Teeth.
You know, but you have your true love.
The love of my life.
Yeah.
And he's a firefighter.
Oh, the options for his costumes were really basic.
Oh, what? He doesn't just come as a firefighter.
No, you could choose. So you can request which ones, and they say, like, next to each dancer, mm-hmm. like, what? These are the costumes I have. They were all the same, though. It was like one was military boy. One was Soldier Boy, which I don't know what the difference is.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if one of them is more hip-hop. Military Boy.
And did he actually meant Soldier Boy?
Yes, it was military. Yeah, exactly. He's just a rapper. It's Military Boy, Soldier Boy, Cop.
Okay, yeah.
SWAT team.
A cop is so dangerous.
I know.
Like, someone's going to get shot.
Exactly, especially since he did this whole acting thing when he came in.
Oh, I do love a theme.
And it didn't work out. He wasn't that great, but whatever. He was an internet stripper, you know?
Yeah.
So and then he was like, and then I do firefighter. I was like, well, out of all these intense options, SWAT team, you know, I was like, right. I will choose firefighter. And so he was like, okay, so we talked like through this.
What? Blackwater contractor in Iraq. No.
I could play the vice president. You know, it's like, do you have a softer option?
I can't tell. Sometimes I think Mike Pence is like, because he's so scary. You know what I mean? He's like coach hot.
He's like coach hot.
Yeah, like a hot coach, but like.
Yeah.
So satanic, you can't fuck him.
yeah, like from.
If he was more fit.
Yeah.
And maybe let his hair grow just a little bit.
I think up close, I would find him more actually kind of attractive. I could probably see me in a situation where I would feel really attractive.
He just needs to unbutton like the top button and boom.
Yeah, just
you know
one
I mean?
Tiny. Yeah, even if he just like let one, I don't know. Yeah.
Like one hit of poppers. Sold. He'd be fine.
Yeah, it's just about one button. By the way, part of my nail has fallen since we started talking.
Oh, no.
No big deal.
Do you need...
I have stickies
and I have fake nails. I have all kinds of stuff.
No worries. I'm going to keep it. Kind of like if your teeth fell off.
Uh-oh.
And
wait, it's your real nail.
This is actually a fake top part, so
okay.
It's fine.
All right. Atsuko is...
She got wild
demonstrating. She is prestidigitating a handful of beautiful long nails. Each one is painted a different color. We've got white. What color is that blue?
Like a blue.
Malibu blue.
Like a... Yeah, that turquoise.
There's gold.
Maybe. Gold and then white, which one of them just fell off.
My motto is...
Right in the center.
Just like a white. Yeah, I always give up. Right in the center.
Your motto?
Get gold or get old.
Oh,
of which I have none. I only have these. These I was just test driving these.
And good. Yeah. What's it say?
Well, I
you have like fingers that say
psychedelic Pepsi ad is what it looks like. But
I like it.
Yeah, I was trying for it. Your birthday, Atsuko?
My birthday is May 27th.
What?
Yeah, which makes me. Why is that your birthday?
Do you know who else's birthday that is?
Ever Maynard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know who was just sitting in that chair?
Oh, was it Ever?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's so witchy in here. That's is that why my nail
crazy.
Broke?
Crazy.
There's just like so much energy.
Oh my
here.
God. The first time so I met energy. Ever, my yeah. nail broke off.
Really?
I was wearing velour black press on nails at the at a festival in Austin, Texas. And I was getting backstage to get another beer because that's how I roll at yeah. 2 p.m. And I had, like I said, gorgeous velour black long nails. And I reached in and I was, she, hi, how are you? And just met Ever. And then it broke off. And then I was sitting right next to Ever. And I was the creep, like fishing in the cooler.
Oh my God.
Through the ice to find
fell in there.
The nail that I never found.
Oh my God.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's here we are. Yeah. Back to it. Oh and so God. Ever was also here.
True. Not to give anything away, but Ever is also a future or past guest on
Your
right. 30 Minute Friend.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, I got you a gift.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Wow. Wait. So should I open it?
Sure. Of course.
I'm so excited.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Don't be.
I can't believe you went.
Well, it's nice to have you. I just appreciate it. I'm glad you came over.
Oh,
nice
my
to
God.
Nice to have a friend.
Oh, yeah. Triple whammy wrap.
Sorry.
And gorgeous paper. Love a. This is like a lavender color.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very calming color. And
I thought it
oh,
would.
I love this.
Isn't it cute?
He is a. Llama?
Little llama.
Little llama.
He's a little llama.
Gorgeous. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to put him right on like my bathroom.
Absolutely. We can go wherever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah, everywhere for the rest of your life.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That llama's just for you.
Love him.
So in front of you is a black binder.
Yes. Yes.
If you please. Here, I'll take that paper.
Oh, yes. You're no, good. I'll just put it here. Okay.
And so if you open the binder.
Yeah.
You'll see a white paper. And then there's an assortment of pens, papers, pastels. Here's some Sharpie.
Oh, gorgeous. Yes.
And just for the rest of the interview, would you please draw my portrait?
Oh, of course.
Okay, great.
Wow. No pressure.
If you don't mind, Atsuko, I'm going to read you your horoscope.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you believe in horoscopes? Is that okay?
Yes.
Or that's do you enjoy
totally
horoscopes?
Okay. I do.
Say.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I recently have started reading upon it.
Really?
More.
In what capacity?
Meaning like, you know, I got curious, so I started reading about people's astrologies as I, you know, find out when their birthday is.
What I'm do you think I am?
I'm not good at it.
Me neither.
Okay, so, God, you know. I don't want to offend you.
It's okay. They all
because they all can be offensive.
True. Well, it's usually the reasons people point something out to me, like, "Oh, you're so selfish and headstrong." Of course, you're a.
No, I don't know. I feel like, are you a Sagittarius?
Oh my God, that's exactly what Ever said.
Oh really?
I don't
it's
know.
It's getting
that...
witchy in here. I'm just gonna. So I don't. Yeah, you can't see my face, but like Ever, I'm just gonna keep cutting my hair shorter and shorter too,
y'all could...
like Ever's, mm-hmm. and just and then she's maybe if I can convince her to grow her bangs.
Yeah.
I just want to have the same.
Y'all should Ever yeah. and Atsuko. Atsuko and Ever.
She said that she thought you were a Sagittarius too. Huh?
Yes,
but that so apparently that's incorrect.
I'm an Aries.
Oh, you're an Aries.
Yeah,
okay, I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Is Aries a fire sign?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
we're
so
fire
I do
signs.
Know that.
Like, all I know is like I think Betty Davis, Hitler, and like I think that's it. Maybe Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah,
or Edison,
and many others. But
well,
these are
you know,
the
tops
historical figures.
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, usually just some like. mean people who got away with shit because they were mean, and then you know.
Well, you know, and Hitler, it's like whatever. Like you know, he's that's history.
Ooh, there's a art museum in Waco, Texas, which mm-hmm. is not a destination, and they have a painting, a watercolor by Hitler.
Okay,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that they put up.
Yeah, it's on the wall. Yeah.
Someone bought it, and they said, "Let's." Not forget.
You
never
forget.
Yeah. And
well, art is art.
Art is art. Art is art. And yeah, anyhow.
Okay.
So that means you were born April 20th. No. No, that's his actual
that's Hitler's,
exact
yeah.
birthday.
I'm April the 13th, which I love being a 13.
Yeah.
My grandfather and I shared the birthday April 13th, and my other grandfather died on April 13th.
Oh my God.
I love that, though. I'm a fan
getting
of that.
It's getting so witchy.
It's time for your
horoscope.
I'm going
to start drawing. Okay.
Yeah. And no pressure. Just whatever, you know, this isn't an art competition. Okay, Atsuko. Privacy is hard to come by in this day and age, but you still have the right to claim it. Overrule any feelings of guilt and allow yourself to enjoy the indulgence of pleasure today. Naturally, it's important to have psychic and physical spaces where you feel safe to let down your guard. But it's easy to become self-conscious if you spend time worrying about how others might react to your hidden activities. Author Lloyd Alexander wrote, "Fantasy is hardly an escape from reality. It's a way of understanding it." What does that mean anything to you?
Wow. Something about my hidden activities. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are those?
Well, I mean, that's what we all want to know.
Or yeah.
You're not supposed to be embarrassed by it.
No. Yeah. Let me think. What am I? The fact that I'm... This is very just tangible and physical, but maybe the fact that I'm always like neti potting these days, like things like that.
Does that work? Make you feel good?
It does make me feel good, but I don't know if it's good for like long term, because I'm always congested.
I've started a face regime, which I know is the wrong word, by like saying I've started a regime. No,
yeah. Why is that wrong?
I think it's regimen is the right word to say.
Oh, see, you're talking to, I was saying, you know, totem pole instead of a pedestal for a like the other day. So,
well, I find I can't just stop putting oil on my face because I like that and I've lost touch. You know what I mean? So it's same. I'm like, well, yeah, why did I start doing this in the first place?
So you put oil on your face
all over it. It's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of oil?
I made my own serum of jojoba, tea tree oil, lavender, and vitamin E. And then separately, I have rose hips and argan.
Yeah,
that shit also in oil.
These are all the oils that I see that, you know, like that are like natural.
Yeah,
will make your hair beautiful.
Well,
face.
We can work you through a serum if you want to. There's all kinds of recipes online, but I just now smell like the hippie I've always tried not to be. I fucking walk around like lavender face and everything.
Is that why you're trying to make it up with, like, I would be a Larry? trying to take a few steps back.
Oh yeah, what would be your name? I didn't ask.
If I were a stripper, well, I would want to try to work in like maybe in the same place as you.
Yeah.
So
we also, it'd be like a food mart or something, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So maybe like Cherry, keep it food.
Mm, that's so cute.
Larry and Cherry.
I love Cherry.
And we'd never work the same nights, maybe.
We wanted to sit in Cherry's section, not Larry's section. Can it just be called Cherry and Larry's?
Yeah, Cherry and Larry's.
That's
yeah.
so good.
And like on Tuesdays, you get like a free, you know, old fashioned.
We just actually throw a bunch of cherries in your fucking face. People would be into that. It would be a kink.
Yeah.
All these cherry heads.
Oh, we're going to have like, all the discount heads out.
Okay, Atsuko. Well, while you continue to draw my portrait, please.
Yeah, it's very, very hard, actually.
Don't, no pressure. It can be whatever interpretation you want.
If it
looks anything like Evers, I'm going to freak out. And while you draw my portrait, let's time to ask you 6 questions.
Six questions.
Atsuko, if you came back as a hippopotamus, how would that make you feel?
And I knew it.
You knew. Oh fuck, I used to be Atsuko Katka and now I'm a hippo.
Well, I would be pretty bummed at first. Well, yeah, if I knew it.
Well, nobody gets to come back as themselves again.
You're right, that's very true. But as a hippo, I wouldn't be. I can't help but I would be bummed at first for maybe like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, like the first 10 minutes when someone realizes their new fate.
Yeah,
it's a lot of crying, right?
Totally.
It's crying. No, yeah. And then like maybe like, you know, breaking a few things or hurting, and then hurting yourself.
Or it's like you waited in a long fast food line, and then you went through it, and they totally forgot your French fries, and then you have to go back to the line.
You don't get to go back to the line this time.
No, it's just a fucking hippo.
You're stuck in this body, so there's nothing you can do except, you know, have a cathartic moment where you cry your eyes out, hurt your own like hands, or what do they have?
Right.
Like, what are they called? Hooves.
I guess.
Hurt your hooves. Yeah. You stomp the ground with your hooves, and then you hurt it on like a rock, and you go, ow.
Yeah.
Maybe you're bleeding a little.
Maybe.
And then, like, it's like 127 hours, like the movie, you know? You have a moment where you go, and then you make the decision. I need to cut my arm off.
I'm going to eat my hoof.
Yeah, it's a very difficult decision. But after you do that, right? So I'll probably be missing a hoof because I...
Fuck. Now you're not going to survive.
I would have been so mad. I would have been so mad at the discovery. Then I
get... Why? Nobody fucks with hippos.
Knowing that I used to be a human person...
Listen, we all get lucky once.
Yeah, right. And then I accept my fate.
Uh-huh.
But with the consequence of, you know, my temper tantrum.
Yeah.
So, of course, I have like a shorter arm.
Kind of a wobble.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have a wobble, but that's just how I live, and I figure it out. Yeah.
Oh, so you
yeah.
would not like it.
At first, no way.
Okay, I get it.
Knowing what
I would
it
be
was,
so excited.
You would,
ecstatic. You get to hang out in a pool, like in water all day.
You do.
Nobody messes with you.
But you were saying you wouldn't miss like being Daniel the human a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, who wouldn't? Hello.
See?
Yeah.
So you have, but you don't think you would have like
people
a
never forget
moment.
My French fries at the drive-thru. I just think if it had to be anything else on this planet, I'd either be that or some big-ass whale that like a shark can't bite through.
Right,
you know,
you'd rather be that, yeah.
Something
so is that what you
flow.
Chose? Is that what you chose? An
yeah,
animal that's
being
so
a hippo.
Tough skin. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they get it. You know, because they're mean too. They can chop anything.
Right. Yeah.
Atsuko, who are the worst dancers?
Oh,
you're a very
on the
good
planet?
Dancer. Yeah.
I don't know. This is shade territory.
Well, yeah, but this there are is... some bad dancers out there, right?
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
No. You know what it is? It's also in the intention.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the intention and, like, I think mostly the intention. Mm. So if you're like...
That's a nice thing to say.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you
I
mean.
I do not care how people dance, but if you are, you know, like, I'm the shit,
mm-hmm.
you know...
You're going to look like that. You know, like Madonna yeah. looks like a bitch. I'm like, she probably is kind of a drunk.
Sure. You know, but I think it's like, I can make no mistakes. This is the decision I made, and I'm going to make you watch it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Katy Perry's dance moves.
She bothers
that's,
me.
That's,
on stage.
Yeah, no, that's. Yeah. That's you've what, seen the dance moves.
Yeah.
You've seen the...
That would be me, though. It's like you don't believe it. Like, you
no,
just
no,
don't
no.
believe
you,
it.
Because you would be sincere about it.
True.
There's something about her dancing that I'm like, there's not a sincerity, I think. I can't...
That makes sense to me.
She think, you know...
You don't
believe
it.
You've seen her do the hip-hop moves where she's like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
She's
the one who had the kid flossing on SNL
that
brought it to middle America and stuff.
That's right. She had the flossing kid.
And my thought was like, well, why can't she floss?
She, you know, at least she didn't. Yeah, if she had tried, it would have been it's still back to the intention. I think it's cool she was
like,
let this kid.
It would look like an oral Derek going up and down. That's Katy Perry flossing.
No, have you seen her? Okay, so it's
the
performance.
Back way to LAX.
It's the performance with the Migos. That's the one
yes.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where she's like dabbing, but it looks...
Yes.
But she emulates just like a housewife mm-hmm. who, you know... thinks
she's
16... better than her peers.
Right, exactly. You well, it's her 16-year-old daughter's birthday, and she paid for Migos to come over, so if she wants to dance like that, she can.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Katy Perry is an OC mom.
So that's... There it is. I said it.
Atsuko, what's... Name your most favorite time that you've ever fallen down.
Oh, like literally, like tripped?
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, I remember it was... in elementary school, I had never played four square before.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the white lines, right, of the square mm-hmm. where you're supposed to hit the ball or whatever, bounce it.
I never understood the rules.
Yeah, I still don't understand that. And that's kind of why. Like, I kind of gave up on it. And then I decided to just do like a split jump mm-hmm. and see if I could.
Oh, fuck.
If I could go from one side to the other.
Uh-huh. Of the whole box?
Of two boxes.
Okay.
And then I didn't make it.
Yeah.
I scraped my knee. I think I still have the scar from
no.
it. And then,
you poor thing.
And that was it. I think because I was like, I don't get this game.
Yeah, never.
In the middle of it.
Yeah.
Everyone, no one asked for it.
There were cold days, rare cold days in Texas where if we had recess, they still forced us to go outside. Or if it was rainy, maybe it had rained and they didn't want us to get muddy.
Yeah.
They would only let us play on the like blacktop, right? Like the concrete basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
And none of us knew what to do. None of us could play. I hung out with all the girls, so we wouldn't play basketball. And so we would just sit there and try to fucking figure out goddamn Foursquare. I hated it. Hated those days. I think that's why I hate it.
Yeah, and there was no teacher there, just like facilitating.
No, Miss George, like, she was mean. She spanked people. She spanked kids. She had a paddle hanging on her wall. Texas.
She had a what?
Paddle hanging on her wall. She spanked kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, you don't ask her for the
no,
rules.
Miss
you
George
just figure it out.
Fucking mean. Okay.
Look how you turned out. Yes.
What is a carb?
It's a a carb is, I would say, a complex web of sugars, simple sugars.
Right.
And you can eat it in the form of bread or a muffin. Only.
Only. Great answer. Atsuko, if you were stuck alone on a desert island, what would you name the island?
Oh, wow. I would call it, on a desert island, maybe something like, you know, I think I would call it Bew.
Well, that's in the new native language of your island.
Yeah.
Bingo.
A Bew.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I love it. Okay, final sixth question. Can you describe Olivia Newton-John in 5 words?
Oh, yeah. Oh, in 5 words? I can only do it in 5 syllables, honey. And it is, let's get physical.
That's so good. Okay, time's up. It's time to reveal your portrait to me, please.
Oh, my goodness. I am so... Oh, yeah. I'll stop because the rushing of trying to finish it.
It's hard. It's a bit. I know.
Will create painful memories.
Well, yeah, definitely. I just want to, you know, it's all about like first looks.
First draft.
First impressions. Yeah.
First impressions.
She's chosen all
presenting
pastels. Oh, I love
Daniel Webb.
Oh, I love
all pastels.
Me. Oh, I love me.
Yeah.
You captured the tragic, vacant look in my
eyes. No. I made a squiggle to your eyes and I said, oops, like, I'm going to keep it because it'll look like you have.
Did you only use the pastels?
I only did the pastels.
I think I'm going to only make that the option. Most people have gone towards those and I like what it
turns out. Oh, really?
Are they comfortable to work with?
Pastels are really comfortable to work with. Yeah.
They're soothing, right?
And it doesn't feel like you can make a permanent mistake for some reason, like a marker.
Yeah. Oh, I love Sharpies.
Like a Sharpie.
Oh, I love Sharpies.
Or, and this would, and the skinnier pens would.
Yeah. There's a big fat gold one in there I'm a fan of.
Yeah, I like the skinny pens, but I think of it as more like for writing, you know? But for drawing you, I needed the oil pastel.
I love it. I'm so excited. Well, thank you for coming over. Did you have fun?
I did. Thank you so much for having me.
You know what? I think it's time for us to sing a song.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Let's sing a song. Well, thanks for coming over, buddy.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that we're friends. Go, I'm so glad we're friends. Tell your husband that we're just friends. I'm coming home, 'cause I need a place to sleep tonight. Can you make me dinner? Thanks for coming over, buddy.
Thank you so much for having
fun.
Me. I had so much fun.
I did too. Thanks, Atsuko.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Atsuko Gatsuko, everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our friend today was Atsuko Gatsuko. You can follow Atsuko on Instagram and Twitter at Atsuko Comedy. That's A-T-S-U-K-O Comedy. And you can follow her podcast and live show under the name Let's Go Atsuko. I'm your host, Daniel Webb. You can follow me on Instagram at Toyota Lopez. And for anything else, go to thedanielwebb.com. And please follow this show at Your TMF. Thanks for listening to Your 30-Minute Friends.